We're live.
Morning. Today's daf is Hey and Erchin. We are on Dala Medbeis, and we're back to Erchin. We're back to the discussion of Erchin. We took a little bit of a break from the beginning of the Masechta. We started with the Hakol, and then once we started the Hakol, so that was three blot of Gemara, Beis Gimel Dalet, that took us through Shas and talked about where else do we find this word Hakol and what is it coming to include. And now we're back. We're back to the world of Erchin, and we quoted a brisa. The brisa began on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, and it took us all the way to the top of Dalet Amud Beis. And we're going to go point through this brisa. The only reason why we quoted this brisa, not the only reason, but the stimulus that which got us onto this brisa is the halacha of Menuva Mukashchen. That you have somebody who has zero market value. Just it's hard to imagine, but just zero market value. He's disgusting. He's infested with boils, and you put him on the open market, on the slave market, and he just simply wouldn't sell, right? He wouldn't go. So he has no damim, okay? But he has an erech, because erech is really just it's a value, but it's a different type of value. It's just based on your age and your gender. So really, the truth of the matter is, if we could try to say a little bit better, your erech is really you, meaning that when we talk about damim, we're talking about your value. When we're talking about erech, we're really talking about you the person. And the amount that you're going to be quote-unquote worth, so to say, is going to be based on your age and your gender. But erech is not based on what your market value is. So, as a menuva mukashchin, so I point to somebody who's a mukashchin, infested with boils, and I say to that person, I want to give his erech, even though he has zero damim, but he's got an erech, okay? And whatever his age is, and whatever his or her gender would be, that's how much I'm going to have to pay. Good? That's the halacha we saw yesterday. And the Gemara then said, where did that come from? And the Gemara said, okay, let's see a brisa. And boy, did we see a brisa. The brisa started on Dalet Amud Aleph and took us through a good part of Dalet Amud Beis. And then what the Gemara does, as it traditionally does, is it goes over the brisa point by point. So we already discussed the first part of the brisa, which was erech sasam. You said an erech, but you didn't point to anybody. You said, I'd like to give an erech, right? An unspecified, anonymous erech. Okay, you see in the weekly activity sheet, everyone who gave an erech this week, and whose erech did they give? I'm sure it'd be listed, and then you're going to see anonymous, anonymous erech. Now, in other words, and by the way, when I say anonymous over here, I don't mean the person who is donating the money, meaning we know who that is, but who is he quote unquote sponsoring? So he doesn't say; he just simply says, "I'm going to give an erech." So what's the halacha? The halacha is that he's got to give three. Three is a strange number. No, it's not. Three shkalim, because as you go through your schedule of erechin, the smallest number to be given is going to be three. The girl who is between 1 month and 5 years of age has an erech of three shkalim. So this person who made the erech sasam, so he's going to now be on the hook for three shkalim. And there was a discussion yesterday, which the Gemara had. Can he get Hesed Yad? Can he get a consideration? Can he get a special assessment if he doesn't have enough money? Okay, that was all part of yesterday's daf. We continue today, and we are up to Davar Acher. Davar Acher is in the middle of Dalet Amud Beis, smack in the middle. The first word in the line is Lan, and we continue with the Braisa. And we're going over the Braisa piece by piece. Davar Acher, Be'erkecha Erech Kulo Nosein, Ve'eino Nosein Erech Demei Eivarim. So the pasuk says, Erkecha, your erech, you give the erech of your entire body. And there's no such thing as erech evarim. And again, this goes back to what we said earlier. It's basically the same point. Erech is you. Erech is not what's the value of you on the slave market, what's the value of your arm, what's the value of your leg. It's not about valuating in terms of market, it's you. So there's no such thing as erech evarim, right? The erech of a limb. Doesn't exist. No such animal.
Why would you use the minimum for women rather than men?
Simply because, only because it's out there. Meaning, it is an erech.
It's a possibility.
It's a possible erech value. Yeah.
Is that the minimum for anybody?
No. The one. One is going to be the minimum, but that's Hesed Yad. That's a special. Right. Okay, so, bless you. Be'erkecha erech kulo hu nosem eino nosem erech demei evarim. V'hafikil erech stam. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, you double dipped. And you're going to see later on this morning, we're going to triple dip. And we're going to, even at one point in time, we're going to quadruple dip. And what I mean by that is that we're going to use one word in the pasuk to generate more than one drasha. And in general, that's a no-no. You can't do that. You can't generate multiple drashas from one pasuk. So the Gemara is bothered by that. V'afikta l'erech stam. So kari be'erech be'erkecha. So the Gemara says, yeah, but we could tease out both drashas. One drasha will get out from the word erech, and the other one will get erkecha. Erkecha meaning your erech, meaning kulo. Continuing in the Brice, Yachosh ani mosi davishan Hashem utuluya ba tamalam and nefashos. Nefashos v'lo es hames. So I might have thought to excluded davishan Hashem utuluya ba. Meaning, let's say I want to give the erech of a person's head. Okay, head's a pretty important limb of your body. Hard to live without a head. Okay, impossible to live without a head. Okay, so the Gemara says tamalam and nefashos. Nefashos v'lo es hames. Okay, so if your nefesh is tluyabo, if it's such a significant limb that you need it to live, so that now will basically be you. In other words, if your neshama is tluyabo, that's you. And again, the Gemara says, what did you just do over there? Meaning, didn't you already darshan the pasuk of nefashos? How can you darshan again to tell me that there's no erech for a mace? So karibe, nefesh, nefashos. Again, we're going to do what we tried to do earlier, which is break up the word nefesh. And nefashos. Otsias ames v'lo otsias agoses, tamalama v'hamid v'harich. So the Gemara says, what about agoses? Okay, so he's not dead, but unfortunately, Rachman l'Tzlan, so he's critical, right? And he's dying. So this is what's called agoses. It's like the stage is right. The stage is right before death. Okay? So harich v'hamid. So the Gemara says, no, I'm sorry, hamid v'harich. Can't be that agoses is subject to erichin, because the Torah says that he has to be able to stand in order to get evaluated. Hamid v'herich. And the ghost is physically can't do that. So therefore, he's not subject to erichin. So v'halchim eis nami, typically mehamid v'herich. So the Gemara says, well, if the ghost has difficult standing, the dead person's also going to have a little bit of difficulty standing. Right? Just a small amount of difficulty. So the same drasha that you use to exclude our ghost should in fact be the same drasha to exclude a mace. Good. So Hachinam with the Gemara says, very good point, very well taken. Ve'ela nefesh nefashos lamalik debin lamei makaman. So what about the extra nefesh nefashos? So the Gemara says, stay tuned. We'll get to that in just a second. Davar acher. Nefashos ein li'ela echad she'erich echad. Echad she'erich mea minayin. How about one person in one utterance says, I would like to give the erech of everyone in this room. Meaning it's not, if I go one by one, I don't even need a special drasha. Meaning, you don't think I can be marich everyone in this room individually? Of course, I wouldn't need a drasha to tell me otherwise, or to make even that point. How about if I marich everyone in this room collectively? Does that work? So the Gemara says yes, it does. Minayin tamalam nefashos. So the Gemara says we learn from nefashos. Nefashos is in plural. So nefashos comes to tell me that I could be marich a group of people, 100 people in one room. I could be marich. It cost me a lot. Especially if they're males between the ages of 20 to 60, right? 50 shekel a person, 100 people in the room. Okay. Davar acher nefashos ein li ela ish erich bein ish bein isha. Isha she'ericha ish, v'isha she'ericha isha minayin. The Gemara says, how about women? Are women included in erichin? The Gemara says, yes, they are. Both on the receiving end, they could be ne'erach, but that you don't even need the Gemara to tell you. That's part of the schedule of the Torah. But even on the marich end, meaning they could be the one doing the vowing. They could be the one making the neder, the erech neder. Whatever the person is. Tamalam or nefashos. So the Gemara says we derive it from nefashos. Nefashos is a term that incorporates both men and women because nefesh, meaning men and women have nefesh. So it's not an exclusive term. So therefore, women are included as well. It's strange, right? It's not the Rishonim here. It's strange that we need a drasha to include women in the parsha of Erchin. So I saw this somewhere, but it's in other words, think about it. What are we talking about? We're talking about a neder. Men and women can make nedarim. In other words, I need a special drasha for Erchin. Okay, I forgot where to go with this, but it was definitely discussed. So it would mean nine times 11 nefashos. Correct. In other words, from a financial standpoint, it may not be that frequent, but from a fundamental standpoint, why would you have thought that women to be excluded from this mitzvah of erechin? So, Torah. I mean, yeah, the Torah does open up with the words ish ish. Okay. Anyway,
it's not a mitzvah, right?
It's like a consequence. Like this is, you know, you're on the hook. And finally, nefashos comes to include menuva umukashchin. So, what did we do from the word nefashos? Okay, here's where I told you the famous quadruple dip. Okay, we darshened it once to tell me even 100 at one time. We darshened it again to tell me that women are included. We darshened it a third time to include even menuva umukashchin. Right? In other words, that's a lot. That's a lot of darshaning from one word. And here the Gemara finally responds, V'ha afikte lahanach. How did you do that? How did you learn out the halacha menuva mukashchin, especially when we just darshaned it to include women, especially when we just darshaned it to say that even you can even do 100. So hanach l'tzrichi kra. So the Gemara says, and this is going to get interesting, and it's going to be a little difficult for me to explain. Because when all things considered, all those drushas that we just did, right? One who is marich 100, a woman is included in the parsha of erchin. The Gemara says they're all shakal, they're all equal, meaning one of those drushas is not more compelling than any of the other drushas. Okay, I don't fully understand that. Rashi tries to explain it. You can take a look at Rashi. And the Gemara's argument is because none of these drushas are more compelling than the other, so in other words, it's like a tie. Right, so they can all be used. Right, in baseball, tie goes to the runner. Here in darshaning, a tie means basically, okay, we're not going to award first, second, or third place. Basically, they're all included. I don't know. Yeah, my right. That's exactly my confusion is right. When do we get to assess that they're all equal? Meaning, this argument the Gemara now says kishakol hu, and there are other times Rashi quotes. There are other times where we see this type of methodology used kishakol hu. Rashi says go to the first sugya in Baba Kama, and you're going to see over there the same methodology being used. So it's not unprecedented. I just don't understand how it is that these things are assessed. Okay. So therefore, now that I get to use all the nefesh to include all the other drushes that we just spoke about, so now I have the word nefashos, what's it coming to include? Menuvo umukashchen. Okay.
Why could you say also, it would include, the nefesh, how you look, it's the same.
Correct.
You exclude it. You could include it with the other two also, the same thing.
Right. Look, nefesh is certainly an inclusionary term, for sure. Ve'ya erkecha l'rabos tum tum v'ajagonos l'damim. So the Gemara says, and what about v'haya erkecha? So for that we're going to include tum tum and dragonos, both gender confused. One we don't know, the other one has both. So though they're not included in erchin as we learned already, because for erchin, you have to be definitively male or definitively female. Can't be somewhere in the middle. So they're not included for Erechim, but what about Damim? What about just a regular Demei Alai, their values upon me? That of course, will work. They have a market value. So if I'm talking to the Damim, Damim Lamali Kra, Lo Ye'ela Demei Diklam. So Ilo Amar Demei Diklam, Ilo Yahiv. So the Gemara is a little bit confused, meaning You need a special inclusion to include them in Damim. Look, this tissue box over here, I would like to dedicate its value to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? And we'll assess. We'll figure out how much this tissue box is worth. Still got a lot of tissues in it, so it's worth even more. So, and I know, I don't mean this disrespectfully, but Tum Tum and a Jugger should be any worse? Meaning, they have a value. So, our Menuvel, Mukashchin, they don't have a value. But a tumtum and a dragon, they definitely have a market value. So back in the good old days, most of the slaves were eunuchs. I mean, right? It's not just because of gender confusion doesn't mean that they don't have. They certainly have a value. So Amar Rava Lomar Shenidam Bechvodo. So Rava would like to suggest like this, right? In the world of Tumtum and Androgynous, you're absolutely right. The basic halacha that they have a value, and if I obligate myself to give their value to the Beis HaMikdash, obviously. What we're suggesting now is something, says Rava, a little bit bigger than that. And that is the concept of Nidon Bechvodo. Nidon Bechvodo means like this, Rashi. Nidon Bechvodo. She Nidon Kulo Achar Ever Echad Shekvodo Taluibo. She Mamar Deme Rosho Alai Nosin Deme Kulo. I point to a Tum Tum and Androgynous, and I say, I would like to give the value of his or her, or both, of his head. Okay? Again, as we discussed a little bit earlier this morning, your head, it's hard to operate without your head. Right? Sometimes I do, but that's figuratively. Literally, can't be done. Right? The head is an essential part of the human body. Without the head, you just simply would not be able to function. And I point to a person, and it could be even a Tum Tum and Androgynous, and I say, I'd like to give the value, not the Erech, the Dumim, the value of his head. So, Rava says, this is what's called Nidan Bechvodo. He's judged with his honor. It's a euphemism. It means that such a significant part of the human body that he can't exist without it. And I'm on the hook now, not just for his head, but for his entire body. I have to give the value of his entire body. So Amarav Alamar Shenidam Bechvodo. Sakadach Amina Neder Be'erchach Haksiv Kol Sheyeshna Be'erchin Nidam Bechvodo V'Kol Sheino Be'erchin Eino Nidam Bechvodo. And now, what's the Hava Mina? Meaning, why would I have thought otherwise? I'll explain. Because I would have thought that in order to get this status of Nidon Bechvodo, you have to be in the world of Erech. Because in Erech, we have this concept. Meaning, as we just learned a couple of minutes ago, in the world of Erechin, if I say, I would like to give the Erech of his arm, that's nothing. I would like to give the Erech of his head, that's, now I, because his head is a significant part of his body in which he could not function, he couldn't live without his head, so therefore now I'm obligated for his Erech, so now we'll do the same thing for Damim. In the world of just, not Erech, but just Damim, just value. I would like to give the value of his head, so then it spreads out throughout his entire body, which means now that I'm on the hook for his entire body. But I might have thought the Havamina is that if you're in the world of Erechin, so then you could be in the world of Damim, vis-a-vis this halacha of Nidon Bechvodo. Now, our Tum Tum and Androgynous, we know they're not in the world of Erechin, so maybe then, for them, it doesn't translate to Damim. So if I say I would like to give the head of that Tum Tum, it doesn't spread out to the rest of their body. And I'm not on the hook for the entire body, I'm just on the hook for his head. If we could somehow put a market value on his head, but the assumption always is that you could. Amalei Abaye, delo isa be'erchin midnidon bechvodo v'hatanya. So Abaye says to Rava, are you right? That if it's not subject to erchin, they have this concept, midnidon bechvodo v'hatanya, we'll learn the following b'risa. Rosh eved zehekdesh hu? I'm sorry. Rosh eved zehekdesh. I point to an eved. And I say regarding this Eved, I would like to dedicate his head to Hektesh. You understand, obviously, we're not touching the Eved. Right? We're not separating him from his head. It means now that I am obligating myself the value of his head. Okay? So, right, for those of you who are struggling understanding all this, it's really dedicables. Meaning, right, would you like to dedicate a room? You're not going to, you just assessing the value of a room. Obviously, everything is hyperinflated when they figure out how much the value of the dedicables are, but okay, that's for a different time and a different story. But in other words, the same thing over here. Meaning when I point to somebody and said, I'd like to give the value of his head, it means that I'd like to assess upon myself whatever his head is worth and give that value to the Beis HaMikdash.
So,
in the world of Erechin, you can't. Okay, this is tricky also. In other words, you got to separate. In other words, by Erech, Erech is either all or nothing. In Damim, we could separate. So the Gemara says, and what Rava was proposing just a moment ago is that even by Damim, they don't get separated. Once I point to the head, I'm essentially pointing to the whole body. And now Abai is saying to Rava, no, that's not right. You're not right about that. V'hatanya, look at the Braisa. Rosh Eved Zehekdesh. I point to a Nebuchadnezzar and I say, I'd like to donate his head, dedicate his head to the base of Mikdash, meaning the value of his head will be assessed upon me. Hu Vehekdesh Shut Fimbo. Now, this is your slave. Okay? So now, what does that make you? It makes you partners with Hekdesh. You and Hekdesh now are partners over this Eved Kenani. You gave the Beis HaMikdash the head. You retain the rest of the body. Now, obviously, it does not mean that we're going to separate him from his head. It does not mean that. It just simply means now that if he would like his Eved back, he'd have to pay for the head of his Eved. Rosh Eved Machur Lach Mishamnim Beinehem. If, let's say, one person goes over to another person and says, I'd like to sell you the head of my Eved Kenani. Okay? So you make a shuma. You make an evaluation in terms of how much the head is worth. Rosh Chamor Zeh Hekdesh Hove Hekdesh Shiftimbo. I point to my donkey and I say, I'd like to give the head of my donkey to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, donkey is not a carbon-worthy animal. Donkey is just a donkey. Clearly, when I'm dedicating the donkey, I'm only dedicating it as a kedushas bedek habayis, only with value sanctity, not with mizbeach sanctity, not with kedushas aguf. So hu vehekdesh shut fimbo, rosh chamor macholach mishamim b'neihem. And if I say rosh chamor, the head of the donkey, I'm going to sell to you. So then you make a shuma, you evaluate how much the head is worth, and that's how much is going to be sold. Rosh para macholach lo macher ella rosho. If I sell you the head of a cow, so then the only thing that's actually sold is the head of the cow. Ella Rosh Shel Par. Velo Od, Ella Afila Rosh Parah Hekdesh, and La Hekdesh Ella Rosha. And even if I dedicate